So lots to talk about in the world of managerial merry-go-round. Let's speak to Jack Kitson from thesackrace.com. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andy.
Now, as we look through what's going on, I think first of all we have to talk Swindon Town. Yesterday they brought themselves in a new director of football, Tim Sherwood. It seems universally to have been seen as a bit of an odd one, that one.
It really was. I think when they called the press conference, everyone thought it would be about this proposed takeover by Red Bull that was doing the rounds early in the day, because Sherwood was the favourite for the job, the QPR job, the day before, and he was in the mix since Hasselbank got sacked. So expecting his odds suddenly drifted, but I still thought he'd be in the mix of the QPR job. And then he's appointed director of football at Swindon. Just bizarre, yeah. I mean, he's got he knows the chairman from, I think they played together at Norwich, but he's just come in, and it's quite a unique situation because he's got the final say on things like tactics, strategy, obviously transfers, and I think even picking the team. So, and he's not on a contract either. So I don't know, it sounds like it's a bit demeaning for the manager, Luke Williams, in a way. But it'll be interesting to see how it pans out, whether he's there for, like, obviously no contract, he's there for the long haul, or just sort of come in and maybe galvanise the club because they're not having the greatest of seasons. And use his link to bring in a few players. But yeah, it's quite a strange one.
You mentioned he was in the running for the QPR job. Now it seems as though, at least what I saw most recently, is that Ian Holloway's punditry days will be being put on hold for a time being. Some people will be happy about this, some maybe less so. How are you seeing the QPR job?
Yeah, so it's pretty much Ian Holloway's. I think it's meant to be appointed. He's meant to be appointed today, and then they've talked to the press next week, but there's nothing been confirmed yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be today, maybe over the weekend. He's been in the mix pretty much since the start as well, but his odds on the shortened the other day. Of course, he managed them for 5 years, 2001 to 2006, I think, and they got relegated under him, but then he brought them back to the Championship before leaving, and I think he left to Leicester. He's been out of work since March last year, and he's become quite a popular pundit, as he said, on Sky Sports. He's
quite
been
popular, quite, not very, quite.
Quite. He's been doing, what's made me laugh is the, I don't know if you saw it last Christmas, the 10 games in 10 days bus tour he did with Sky. and he was all set to do that again, so we're like, oh, who's going to do that now? That was my main concern. There's been a bit of a mixed reaction. We've done a couple of polls, and Tim Sherwood was the popular man. But now it's Holloway, and yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he does.
Just one final one I wanted to ask you about as well, Jack. We saw Bob Bradley brought into Swansea, 3 weeks or so ago already. I'm seeing, I've been on thesackrace.com, and I see he is now 2-1, I think it is, to be the next manager to go.
Yeah, I wish I could give you a bit more information about this one. It suddenly happened the other day. He was already actually about, I think, around 10-1, so it wasn't exactly long, but he suddenly was cut, I think, by Paddy Power to 15-8, then all the other bookmakers reacted too. But I'm not really quite sure why. He's only had 4 games in charge. They've only got a point so far, which obviously isn't great, but you think you brought in a new manager, you've got to give him a bit of time. I don't know if you remember a couple of months, I think it was last month, the same thing happened to Antonio Conte, the Chelsea manager. But then that quickly, I think they've won every game since now, Chelsea, and he's quickly way back out now. But the funny thing about Bob Bradley is he stayed at 2-1, so it's probably just the result of a flurry of bets and big bets that have gone on him. But I can't seem to find any information on why else he'd be that short. So it's another one to just keep an eye on for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, all the fun.
Unless he goes, of course, you never know. He could be gone in the week.
Well, it could be, and that's the thing. It's all the fun of the international break, isn't it? Things always get a bit interesting around this time. Jack Kitson, though, from thesackrace.com. Always brilliant to get you on the show. Thank you very much for joining us, mate.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me.